What I've learned about anal masturbation orgasms for men is that anal play quite often makes a man come really hard. Like a fucking racehorse. Why this happens is a matter of some speculation, and it certainly isn't true for everyone. If you do enjoy a little diddle downstairs, however, you will reap some powerful rewards. First things first, you need the right tools. Choose your anal toys wisely. Make sure the item is smooth, long enough to not get lost, and the right size. You can go shopping for a butt plug, a nice smooth dildo, or even anal beads. Anal masturbation toys should have a nice wide base and no sharp seams. Check them carefully before you buy them. In addition to commercially manufactured toys, you can opt for items you find around the house. Taper candles, carrots, cucumbers, etc. will work in a pinch. The rules for anal toys especially apply to items you find around the house. Even if you are a humiliation whore, I doubt explaining how you got a candle stuck in your butt to the cute emergency room nurse is your idea of a good time. And even if it is, play safe. Speaking of humiliation, anal masturbation and humiliation go hand in hand. I'm not sure exactly what it is about having your ass stretched out and loving it makes a man quite embarrassed. Maybe it's the fact once you get hooked on butt fucking, you find yourself begging for it. My favorite role play involves training an ass slut to come from a dildo pounding him in the ass, which involves a heaping helping of strap-on humiliation. I imagine I tease you until you can hardly stand it, then I make you bend over, reach back, and spread your ass cheeks wide open for me and my friends to see. Our giggling at your asshole on display does nothing to quiet your horny begging. We make you finger your slut hole and beg us to bury our cocks in your cunt and fuck you until you come. This is where a webcam comes in handy for a call. So now you're thinking about bending over, spreading your ass, and showing me your tight little fuck hole, aren't you? All I can say is if you show it to me, you'd better be prepared to stuff something in it. When I see an asshole, I get really naughty thoughts. And I know how much you love to please your mistress, right? Well, anal masturbation definitely pleases me. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com. And if you have to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169.